Want to know more about thought leadership and LinkedIn? Want to know what not to do? Learn right now on The Edge. Go!
Your weekly digital marketing trends with industry trend-setting guests.
Powered by your digital marketing pioneers, Site Strategics.
This week's featured guest is Shay Robottom, CEO of Shay Robottom Marketing. Now, here's your host, Aaron Sparks.
This is Edge of the Web Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks of Site Strategics. Every week, we bring you some amazing guests to chat with about trending digital marketing topics. We unpack a key marketing topic each and every week with our digital marketing audience. Whether or not you're part of an agency or a freelancer or part of a firm in the marketing department, this show is for you. So check out all of the shows, all the audio, all the podcasting videos, and everything that we're doing over at edgeofthewebradio.com. We've been doing this for 9 years, and we've got a number of shows under our belt, 370, starting to be at 380. So check out all the back shows. Hey, we talk about a lot of things: SEO, search engine marketing, social media marketing, social media advertising, and the like, conversion rate optimization, website development, and what have you. So there's a lot for you to play with over at edgeofthewebradio.com. This show's actually title sponsor is Site Strategics, our parent company. We're pioneers in the agile digital marketing methodology. Our core specialties are technical SEO, SEM, social media, conversion optimization, as well as omni-channel broadcast, very similar to what you're seeing and listening to here. So we've got our studio here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're recording on video, audio, transcripts, social content, and memes. And we do all of this out of these different sessions, so we repurpose the heck out of everything we do, and this is what we do for you over at the show. All right, so that's our commercial. If you're interested in what we do, give us a shout over at 877-736-4932 or 877-SEO for web, and we'd be happy to talk to you about your digital marketing success. So check out our bonus podcast for each and every interview that we do. We cover all the recent digital marketing news with our guests, as well as some Google updates as they come at us. And we covered a lot of really good news articles this week. But let's turn around and stop talking about ourselves. And let's introduce our guest this week. Our industry expert guest is Shay Robottom. Shay actually is a LinkedIn influencer and a digital marketing entrepreneur, specializing in creative social media video content to attract attention and bring more eyeballs to your business. Throughout the 3 years that Shay's been working in Facebook, she amassed billions of impressions on video content. This led to doing marketing for product companies as well, and utilizing the blog owners' followings to post more direct ads on consumer products. Well, in 2017, she co-founded a media company that specialized in producing videos on Facebook and generated a massive exposure in sales for brands. She took that company from her apartment to over 42 employees in an 8,000 square foot office space in just 1 year. She's worked in brands like Petco and Yahoo and BuzzFeed and dozens of other brands out there that leverage her unique strategies in the video content space. So you got to check out what she's done over the past. But here's the deal. As of starting on her LinkedIn platform in 2018, Shay has grown over 470,000 followers, garnering her millions of views on her content, and generated seven figures in sales over and over and over for partner media companies as well. It's been huge. It's been fantastic watching her really teach how to thought lead inside of LinkedIn. Shay, thanks for joining us on the show again.
Thank you. Thanks, Aaron, for that lovely introduction.
You are more than welcome. Shay, you're a trailblazer inside of LinkedIn. I don't think I know anybody or I've seen anybody in LinkedIn do what you do with that platform. So I wanted to give you the best introduction getting in here, because our listeners have to know that there's Elite and then there's Shay.
So, oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, not a problem. I mean, you're doing a bang up job. Give us your history in your words, and tell us how you came to be not only an influencer but a marketer in the video content space on LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's a very cool story, Aaron, and one that I do love to share, because I think it's pretty unique in digital marketing to find someone who has the background that I have. So I actually started off licensing video content on Facebook for large vlogs. I got an opportunity when I was 23. I had just gotten into video editing. I was actually a new editor. I was learning, but I knew there was a lot of money in video. So I was editing video and I got a job working for a Facebook page to make their video content. And the page had about 3 million followers at the time. So I was already a little starstruck. I already knew that this page owner had quite a lot to teach me about growing a following and monetizing. And he just needed video content. He didn't know how to do video. He knew everything about content. I knew how to edit. So we kind of joined forces and I was able to, through him, learn about what makes something go viral and more specifically about what makes something go viral in video format. So I started to realize that if I reached out to content owners of trending stories on the web, whether it's a cute cat video or the dog with only three legs that does a trick, or the story about the single mom who built her own house based on YouTube tutorials, you know, whatever trending story was out there, I started to track down these content owners to obtain a license for their media and for their stories so that I could repost it on my clients' pages. That was the formula. I became an expert at facilitating deals between content owners and large blogs on Facebook. It started with the one blog. It was so successful that more and more blogs started contacting me saying they wanted these videos. And it was actually like a genius business model because my margins were so high. I was not actually paying the content owners for the product that I was using. I was paying them in the form of exposure in which they were very happy for. Oh, wow. You know, I was in many cases making their story go viral. I was, you know, and this is in the beginning when it was just me. I eventually scaled and I had a team of curators, a team of editors. But you know, going to places like Reddit, going to social media platforms that aren't as popular to find the next diamond in the rough, the next thing that might go viral. Right. So it was really fun. It was really cool to work with like so many diverse stories and different forms of video content. I worked in a lot of different niches. I had blogs in different areas, but the underlying consistent theme throughout all of this was I was amassing data. I was amassing so much data on videos that went viral or videos that did not go viral. And what was the difference there? I was writing thousands of headlines. I was working with different audiences on the platform. So throughout the years, I was just able to basically soak in like a sponge what makes a viral piece of content. And, you know, there's many different things. There's many different ways to go viral. But the overall lesson that I gained was how to optimize content for social media, how to find content that's likely to go viral, but you really need to know how to edit it to also go viral, how to make the headline really catchy right away, how to format it for the news feed so that it's going to stand out, so that's going to reach the people it needs to reach.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so I did that for years before ever creating my own content. I was not in front of the camera. I was making videos for clients. That's what I did. That's how I learned this. And then I eventually got on LinkedIn. I had heard that LinkedIn was a great place to get leads, connect with other business professionals. And I just decided to give it a go. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make my own videos here now using all of the everything that I had learned on Facebook about how to make videos for social. I'm just going to apply it to my own page on LinkedIn. And we'll see what happens. And within 2 months, I was not doing anything super complicated. I was actually just releasing like selfie videos, but they were edited. They had good headlines. I knew how to catch people's attention because I had done it so much for my clients.
Right.
And so within 2 months of releasing 3 original selfie videos per week on my LinkedIn page, I had generated over 6 figures in revenue for that Facebook agency at the time, which was amazing. And we were also at that point, we had evolved to doing, you know, media buying campaigns, direct to consumer products, running ads, doing the sort of campaigns for companies like Yahoo and Petco and the like that I mentioned. So, but I had a lot of partners at that last company. I was growing very tired of the licensing industry. I was no longer fulfilled. And I saw this opportunity on LinkedIn and I saw how there was just no competition on LinkedIn when it came to video. It was like, it felt like I was the only person who knew what I was doing there. And I saw this opportunity to grow a business because on LinkedIn, people have money. And on LinkedIn, people are in the mindset to spend money and to evolve and grow. So I sold my shares in the Facebook agency. I said goodbye to the licensing world, which I'm very grateful for. It taught me everything I know about video, but I now train companies and staff of companies on LinkedIn, how to create video content for LinkedIn that's going to attract their target market and increase revenue, just like I have.
So you found your passion and you sloughed off some of the things that weren't fulfilling you. You found the opportunity and you set up camp there and you just started churning dollars.
Yes.
That's fantastic. You also come from a music background as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that was really the missing piece for me. Before I started my licensing firm at 23, I had been trying to make it as an artist. I was a rapper. I was a singer. I would say, you know, from the age of 18 to 23, so like a solid like 5 years, I was really trying to get seen and get noticed as an artist. And I did have talent and I definitely had no fear of being on camera, no fear of being on stage. So that element was already there. The element that was not there was understanding how to market,
right,
understanding how to get attention on social media. It's not that I didn't have talent. It's just that I didn't actually understand social media. I didn't actually understand how to grow a following and garner attention for my music. So I pivoted completely. I basically just said, I want to learn something else. I was waitressing. I was still broke. You know, my music career was going nowhere. I really humbled myself and decided to take a job editing video for this blog owner. I was starting to realize more and more that videographers were making more money than musicians. I wanted in on that. So I went down the path of video, quit music for many years. And then beautifully enough, the two worlds kind of merged. It was like, I spent all that time learning marketing, but I already had this ability to perform. I already was very creative. And so when I finally got on LinkedIn, it was like the world merged. It was like, now I know marketing. I'm already an entertainer. Now I can finally get attention enough that I can grow a brand and grow a business here. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a, I wouldn't say a critical piece, but it was a very beneficial piece, to a skill to have to get into the space. So LinkedIn is a unique environment in this regard, especially on the video side of things. Because, I mean, Facebook, yeah, we're watching our neighbors talk about their new pool or vacation, right? Instagram, well, what the hell do we do on Instagram anyway?
There's a lot of hot women there, fitness models, like food, health products,
food, lots of food,
makeup, lots of makeup. Yeah.
Twitter is kind of like the scrappy after school playground and name calling, right? I mean, there's a lot that is just out there and you got to kind of avoid that. And there's some good engagement places, but that we know what that is. But LinkedIn is unique. Families aren't there. There's no fist fights. No one wants to know what you had for lunch, right? I mean, this is, it's a great place to avoid the chaos and share information to help guide others in your industry and show your colleagues near and far your authority in the space. It's also a very important place to learn, right? So with video as a conduit, and you and we talked about it in the news piece, but rehashing this, video is highly engaging. We are seeing stats to the degree of what we were saying, what, 30% higher engagement or 20% higher engagement on LinkedIn than non-video content. It's crazy. Pinterest, 2.5 times more engaging. So the social media platforms have allowed us to be able to move content, move video content more explicitly. And we're seeing such a great return just from having that medium, but you still have to have talent. You still have to be able to craft a message. And those are the things that you had brought to the equation here. You found the opportunity. You found that you had these skills and the platform was hungry for that type of engagement that was not families and not scrappy name calling, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I do think that, this platform has a more serious audience. Absolutely. You know, like, yeah, there it's actually really common, Aaron. Something that you might not realize is, like, I would say whenever I do direct outreach on LinkedIn to sort of try to get followers off of my LinkedIn onto other platforms, like, hey, by the way, follow me on Facebook, or hey, here's my Instagram page.
Right.
Because I could use a little help growing those two. I'm pretty big on LinkedIn, but the other platforms I'm still relatively small. And I would say about 30% of people on LinkedIn, when I ask that about following me off platform, they will reply and say, I actually don't use any other platform, just LinkedIn.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, 30%, that's a huge percentage. So we're talking about a business platform where there's a high sum of people there that are actually only there. You know, the only time they log into social media is LinkedIn for their business. So that alone should tell you the difference in mindset of the people on this platform. Everyone here is here to do business. Everyone here is here to get something done, to get clients, to get a job, to meet connections in their area, to promote their products, to get employees. You know, this is a place where I don't want to say that there's no trolls or that there's never fluff content and personal content, this and that. We will still see those things, but it's very far and few in between. You know, I would say that there's no better platform to grow your business because there's no other social media platform with this many educated people on it with money.
Right, right. You got to have that asterisk as well with money. But there's more to it than just business. There's a lot more dimensions into what the content that people are actually engaging with. There's a lot of self-help. There's a lot of coaching. There's a lot of life experiences as it applies to your career. So it's career based, it's business based, but there's a lot of additional dimensions of what people are engaging in inside of LinkedIn, right?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, that's a good point you bring up. I'd like to explain exactly why that is. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a huge awakening happening in the world, and it's been happening for years, especially in business, where people are realizing, like, oh, it's not just hustle, hustle, work hard.
Right.
I actually have to believe that I'm worthy of the sale. I actually have to work on like my mindset and my mental health if I want to break through this plateau in my revenue, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that's why I actually say LinkedIn is a really great place for life coaches, for personal development, for spirituality even, because this is a demographic of people that's not so righteous that they think they know it all. They're actually always working on themselves. They're willing to listen if you say, hey, I have this mindset coaching program that all of these clients of mine have gone through and increased their revenue after. People are going to pay attention. You know, if there's any way to get people involved in personal development and their business people, tell them it'll increase their revenue and their game. So I think that's really important to consider. People on this platform aren't just looking to better themselves financially. They're actually open to bettering themselves spiritually. Mm-hmm. And you also gain a way more conscious crowd that way.
Yeah. And it's away from friends and family on Facebook. It's away from social shaming that can be inside of Twitter. I mean, it's not a private environment. But and some of the fences are a little bit higher to be able to have some good conversation there. But there is a lot of noise and so much spam inside of LinkedIn. And I think there's also a healthy practice of if you're going to invest in time in LinkedIn, you do need to optimize your profile. There are a number of different key things that you should be doing. But if you're going to contribute into LinkedIn as a thought leader, which is one of the key elements of leading with, hey, I'm the expert in this and follow these particular steps. And yeah, we can have an engagement. We can actually find a financial opportunity with each other. That's part of the goal. That's part of the prize of a well-disciplined LinkedIn contribution. But there's a lot of people that want to be heard that maybe shouldn't be heard. And I say that with the caveat is that you got to know your stuff and you got to be able to want to help more than get. And you got to lead with that particular contribution mindset as opposed to try to spin all sorts of gimmicks inside of this community, because the community won't put up with it, will they?
I would say there's been a lot of shifts on LinkedIn over the years where it's less tolerant of pitching now. Mm-hmm. I do think that at one point in time, before video was even a function here, back when it was mainly recruiters and job seekers, like people kind of expected to get pitched when they went into LinkedIn. It was like no big deal because everyone was doing it, right? They're like, I pitch, you pitch. It's no big deal. If we connect with the right people, woo hoo hoo. But yeah, a good point, Aaron. As we've seen it evolve into a more traditional social media platform with a lot of the features and functions that we can expect on other platforms, the standard has risen. So people don't want to just be sold to. They want to be entertained. They want to be given free value, free tips around their industry. And that's why I say it is so important for these business owners to understand that releasing ads for your business on LinkedIn is not a content strategy. You have got to give away value. You have got to ask yourself, you know, what do I know in my area of expertise that my target market doesn't know that I could give away for free that would make their lives easier? And without asking for anything, I know it seems scary, like, but wait a minute, like, what am I getting out of it? You will get something out of it. Just give, give, give as much as you can.
Yep.
And people start to respect you as an authority figure. They start to trust you. They start to follow you. Well, where eventually, without ever even pitching, they'll be begging you to take their money. They'll be saying, I really want to hire you. You've already helped me so much understand video, Shay, all your free tips about digital marketing. Thank you so much. How can I work with you in a closer capacity? How can my company actually pay you to do some one-on-ones? And that's really where I get business. I don't really pitch at all. I just focus on how can I show up and be valuable? How can I make people's lives better? And the money comes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great perspective, and we should really be adopting that inside of LinkedIn, because it's not gamification. It's not trolling. It's not put a glut of content out there and see what bites. You got to be strategic. You got to be focused on the authority that you reference. And you've mentioned in a number of different videos here of recent date, stop clamoring about your own MBA. Right? Because nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear how you're going to help them. So you got to shift your mind. What's the useful content that doesn't look like a shill game, doesn't look like a bait and switch, that it stands by itself? You got to give into this community. So we got to really teach ourselves how to be valuable and how to create valuable content for others, as opposed to other types of marketing environments where we sometimes hold the carrot over here, as opposed, you know, as soon as you actually submit the lead form, right?
Exactly.
All right. So I want to wrap up this segment and jump into part two here in a second. But we do really appreciate that insight into LinkedIn. Our listeners should have their discipline of understanding this community is different, very similar to Reddit, very similar to a lot of these communities where you have to have authority, and you create that by demonstrating how you can help other people.
Yes,
Alrighty. Make sure you listen to the second part of the Shay Rowbottom interview by visiting edgeofthewebradio.com. Follow Shay on LinkedIn at @in/ShayRowbottom, and follow us on Twitter at Edge Web Radio. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with others. That's the best way we can market our own content, assuming you like it. And by if you're here at the end of this show, then I guess you do like it. Remember to stay safe, stay well, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood.